CliffCentral.com.
Like Trevor said, is it that you are very, very short, or that guy is very, very talented?
Yo, 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 what's up? Yo, it's Mark and Julie, chilling with Omi Riabeto Sisele.
What is happening, South Africa?
We are easy, chilling on this Wednesday afternoon. The rain has stopped. It's a blessed day, you know?
By the way, we are also live on Instagram. Follow us on The Worst Guys. One word, The Worst Guys.
It's
4-5 is the slang term. What's the slang term for is it like 36?
No.
I don't know. What calculation do you use?
36 to the 4-5. I don't know. I have no idea.
35-4. You know what I mean? Inverted.
Yo, 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 we have such a dope episode lined up for you guys today because we've been at Cliff Central for a year now, man. That's a very long time. That's a really long time.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. We're just going to be talking a little bit about how we got here. There's been so much that's happened in the background before we actually had a permanent podcast here at Cliff Central. So we're just going to talk about speaking things into existence and how important that is for success. Rebetse, speaking things into existence.
Hey, man. When I read what our topic is going to be today and I'm driving here, let me tell you what happened. I'm at the robot and this, you know these crackhead hobos and shit like that. This thing is like, hey, in your fella. I'm just like, this guy just told me speaking things into existence. What if the world died? What if we all died?
Yeah, because the whole world told you the prophecy.
You know, and the floods have been mom. You know, Hurricane Danielle. Shit is real. Shit is real.
Yeah. Well, I hope that hobo's prophecy is wrong because I don't want the world to end.
We're not even warming up. We're still stretching.
Hey, yeah. We're still stretching. And then we're going to hit the 400 like our boy Wade the Dreamer.
Yeah. You know, apparently, trapper van vergelijken, you know, degrees of comparison for vinnig, which is fast in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
It has changed. It is now vinnig. Then it is blitz vinnig. Then it is Wade van die Kerk.
Vinnig.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, man. So we hope you're having a good time out there. It is 2:07 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm so glad the rain has stopped, man. It's making me so gloomy, dog. Although, sleeping in, you see, this fun employment thing works out for you sometimes when you can sleep in while it's raining like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I left my clothes on the line, so I have to wash those again. What a hack. I really hate it when the rain does that. But anyway. That's life, I guess. What's been happening with you, my boy?
What has been happening with me? Let me tell you, I've been going through, you know, it's raining so rough, but I'm in a drought, bro.
Yeah.
The mullest of droughts.
Yes, because your girl is all the way in bloom, right? Long distance relationship.
Bro, it's tough.
When's the next flight? You gotta get it in, bro.
See, the thing is, I was planning to do it this month, but then, you know how work.
Yeah.
You know, and I love the fact that she understands that, you know, I gotta get my work in. I gotta do what's best to build myself as a person, you know?
Yeah.
Before I can even build a relationship.
Deep.
Bars.
Those are some bars. But yeah, what I wanted to ask you was, like, in terms of going to see it, what are you flying? You fly down every time, so it's not too difficult.
Nothing less.
Yeah.
You know, that's my personal growth as well. I went from taking a bus. Holy shit.
Dude, taking a bus is a life hack of note. I used to take a bus to Grahamstown every holiday.
Oh.
15 hours sleeping on a bus. It's a nightmare.
I can't imagine having to endure 15 hours with... Listen, I'm not hating on my people, but yes, Zots will be Zots forever. you know that mama... you don't even have to take it to a bus. A taxi.
Yeah.
That mama who can't wait to get home before she opens a KFC.
Dog, I had that experience today, this afternoon. I got into a taxi. I just smell KFC. I'm like... Fuck, no, man. Come on, can't you eat at home?
Yeah,
damn it, now the taxi smells like KFC. What a hack, bro. What a hack.
And then she's passing you the money with a streetwise two fingers now. Now you must have oil and stuff. Where do you put the oil?
Yeah, you wipe it on somebody's cheese corp. But I'm saying it's almost winter, bro. What are you going to do when it gets cold? You need to have a bae for the winter, dog.
I be totally honest with you?
Always.
With the competition prep that I'm doing right now, I'm about 11 weeks out.
Yeah.
minus the water drop week. As I get closer to competition day, I'm actually not allowed to be into, you know...
Fornication.
Well, closer. I'd say a week out. Because I want to... It's apparently just to, you know... store as much testosterone as possible.
You see, this is a myth that I will never believe. I genuinely don't think sex has anything to do with your testosterone and fitness levels in terms of performance. Like they used to say before a rugby game, don't have sex. Nah, get laid and then you'll be focused.
There's no such thing. There's no such... Professional football players.
Yeah.
For example, Champions League, Manchester United, when they get flown out to, let's say, Munich, to go face Bayern Munich in the Champions League, for example.
Yeah.
They're actually booked into hotels. They can fly their partners out as well, but they're in separate rooms.
Yeah. I know I'll sneak one in. I know my boy John Terry, captain of Chelsea.
Yeah.
He's a bad man sneaking girls into his hotel room.
Sneak one in, that's fine. And that's why you start becoming a shit player like Peter Crouch. You know what I'm saying? And who else is a shite player?
I genuinely don't believe in that myth. I genuinely think that as a man, once you've been laid, you focus better because you're not thinking about pussy anymore. Now you've got your vision for whatever you need to do.
It's harder to focus with a full load.
Yes, much harder. Surely. It's like focusing in class with a boner. It's not happening. Even though the boner may come from nowhere. Because there's some
teachers... That was always an awkward situation sitting in Mr. Van Kastrop's class. And it's so awkward. And then next thing he asks you, who didn't do their homework? Instead of putting up my hand, my dick just rises up. It exposes me. It's just like, hey, nigga, you know you didn't do your homework. I'm going to stand up for you.
Yeah. You see, this is the thing for me, because guys get random bonus, and it doesn't even have to be... It was Mr. Van Kastrop's class, right? Do women just randomly get moist? I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. See, Piwe? She doesn't want to talk to us. It's a bit too sensitive.
Hey, clean up in aisle 5. Clean up in aisle 5.
Clean up. Yeah, just shopping for some groceries and all of a sudden you're slipping and falling.
Talking about speaking things into existence, it might just be happening for Spiwe right now.
That's our worst guy right there. Yo, so anyway, you can hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on WhatsApp. You can catch us on Twitter @_worstguys. And the WhatsApp number for Cliff Central is 0797482090. I'll give you that number again. It's 0797482090. Come, have a chat with us. This is a really good topic today, an important topic. We're barely going to touch on the news today because we've actually got some... old voice clips. Let me tell you what's going on, right? So, I'll tell you the story about Cliff Central and where we started. When we decided to start The Worst Guys, it was after I'd had an interview with Ari Kellerman. He's moved on to Touch Central on the other side. But it was a great interview. We spoke about what plans I had for the future, how it feels for your dreams to start becoming reality once you see them in fruition in real life and what that feels like. And from there, I just felt that we have to pursue this. You know, actually going way before that, I actually got the original interview by walking into Cliff Central one day and saying that I need a job. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I came here with my CV. I was like, I'll do anything. I'll intern. I'll just whatever. I'll sweep the floors as long as I'm in this building, you know, doing something that I'm focused towards as opposed to the job that I hated. And yeah, landed the interview.
Wait. Woo. Just a little bit of a quail there.
Yeah.
Was it not before that? Because I'm sure the worst guys got started and then you and Loy made your way to... Because you were still at Carrick at that time, if I'm not mistaken. So
I think
it was before then.
Slightly before. No, the worst guys started before then. A long time after the top billing auditions we had.
Yeah, that's where it all started.
We went for the top billing presenter search after Simba Kift. So they needed...
Shout out to Simba.
R.I.P. They needed a replacement and...
Somebody had to go.
Yeah, we didn't make it. The three of us was myself, you and John, another member of the worst guys. We didn't make it to the big round of top billing, presenter search, but we decided to start something of our own. And yeah, I walked into Cliff Central one day, like, look, I don't know who to talk to. I don't even know how it happened, but I ended up speaking to the co-founder, Rena, and she's like, nah, let's hook you up with an interview. Destroyed that interview. Then we went to the special guest hosts. Now, special guest hosts are some people who are looking for a show or trying something new and seeing how that works. And from special guest hosts, we moved on to being permanent. So it's just growth, essentially, is what we're talking about today. We're talking about growth. We're talking about where we come from, the nights we've spent late at night in the car, talking our own podcast that we didn't even know we were going to really do, but we just felt that we had that potential.
On top of that, you know, when whilst we're talking about the growth and all of that, it's also important to mention that in life, generally, people see successful people at their peak. They don't necessarily see what it took to get there. They don't see the hardships. They don't see the struggles. They just see, wow, this guy's living a fucking nice life.
Yeah. You never see the fact that some of these artists, before they became successful, went through long bouts of depression and frustration.
You know.
And genuine hunger. Not like average hunger. I mean, like one meal a day type of hunger. I know that shit.
I'm talking about Doritos. You know, sweet chili and yogurt.
And yogurt. We did that once upon a time, did we not?
That is what we did.
That's the only thing we ate that day. And yogurt.
And Jesus juice, water. You know, people undermine Jesus juice.
Yeah.
And they forget how essential it is to stay hydrated. Because once you're thirsty, you cannot focus, like Malcolm Julie said.
Yeah.
Gotta bust that nut.
stay focused.
And stay focused.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So let's take you back, all the way back to where we started with this shindig. It was really, really interesting. Hold on. I'm just looking for... I just had it now, baby.
I would say audio, maybe, not documents. No, I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. All right. Here we are. I'm going to take you back to the second... Okay, what was the date here? Let's just listen and see what we've got here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here from the break with the worst guys.
What? This was in 2015, just
visionaries.
Visionaries, yeah. Before we even started on this show.
You know, we're here talking some shit. We know we're talking some serious shit, you know. We're just having a good time speaking as the youth do, you know what I'm saying, as we always should. RT Rehab.
R-E-H-A-B, you know that's me, motherfuckers, huh?
Yeah, so...
What was I
topic
saying?
Topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time.
All right.
Do we live on the internet now?
Wow, that's some deep shit.
Think about it. Everything we do is based on the internet. We go to the internet to find all our information. We speak to each other on the internet more than we speak to each other in person. It's outrageous. You can reach somebody anywhere at any time just by texting them. You know, we live in a completely different world to, say, people 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe not even 100, 50, 60 years ago. It's completely, completely different.
And it was so chucks, bro.
Dude.
What scares me is what's still to come.
That's what I'm saying. What is it going to be like 50 years from now?
Fuck, I feel like I'm going to miss out on the coolest generation, bruh.
I genuinely think we are going to miss out.
To be honest with you, we just escaped the whole slavery, colonialism thing. situation.
Yeah.
And now we're getting into the flourishing zone. We jumping over. You know what I'm saying? So we're the leaders of the generation. You know what I'm saying? When the stories are told, we were the guys on the front lines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. I feel like you're talking the realest.
Exactly.
There's also something else I want to talk about.
Tell me.
That's that weed.
I'm not a sexual being, dog.
It's the way we are. You see, that's the one thing about human nature. We forget that we're animals.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we are animals, and we need to embrace that.
Bro, okay. Let's all just establish the fact that men cheat, women cheat. There's nobody that cheats more than this one.
That was bars.
Dude, I think this is 2015, early 2015.
Very early 2015, very early. But we still had the bars, you see what I'm saying?
Hardcore.
We still had the vision. Okay, so just in case you've just joined us, we are talking about speaking things into existence and how we started doing podcasts before we actually had a podcast. Just talking about our potential to do something like this. So we are very actually blessed to be in this position right now because we really have wanted this for a reason. Really long time. I'll play another one which was also around the same time in 2015.
Yeah, so Drake's niche, he coined a market. And big ups to him. I mean, it takes a lot to do that, to be able to make your own sound, to be able to cultivate such a culture that nobody else in the game can do. Because, you know, when you're obviously talking about hip-hop, you have to compare it to the other albums or mixtapes that are out, you know. For me, Forest Hill Drives and To Pimp a Butterfly were fantastic mix
awesome.
Albums.
I'm not going to lie. Albums. But that's the thing. That's the thing that I'm talking about niches about, right? Every single niche is gathered up to make the genre it is today, hip-hop, all right?
Yeah.
Now, people have to understand there's different strands to hip-hop.
Exactly.
You can't expect to someone with an East Coast sort of influence on hip-hop to understand and be for somebody with a more West Coast sort of influence on hip-hop.
Yeah.
Nor the Southerners, nor the people from mainland, you know, the middle.
Which would you say, West, East, what are you?
That I'm more for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm feeling a lot of things, but
that's a beautiful thing about hip-hop. And that's why I love Drake as well. He doesn't have to force that conscientiousness on you for you to enjoy his music.
Exactly.
Simple stories about his life, what he's going
Simple
through.
Simple stories. Shout out to my boy's band, Simple Stories.
Yeah, they're doing big things.
Oh, yes. Just so that people know, they'll be performing at the Monte Cassino Teatro next week on the 14th. That'll be the Sunday, but they will be performing the whole weekend. So go check them out. Send some love to my boy, you know. Just people, we need to start supporting one another. Local talent, that's
exactly.
What it is.
The boys are doing big things, eh?
You know, support South African magic. We all have it. You just gotta bring it out of you. Fuck.
Anyway,
continuing. What were we talking about? Yeah.
That one's a bit long, so we'll leave that on for now. But you see what we're talking about. There's one more, my favorite one, all right? We had a little get together at a friend's place. We just brought some girls together, try to figure out, you know.
Whoa, okay. Let's just name them, because they're not some girls, they're the day ones.
The squad, homies. The day ones, yeah. Who believed before anybody else?
Yeah. They saw, I know, these niggas is going places.
Yeah, that was even when Tahira, one of the people who were there, told us we need to register our business and we need to start taking this shit seriously. Remember, this was all just in our minds. This was before anything was real. So you've got to understand where we come from, you know, what we saw for ourselves, and the fact that it's actually playing out like this, it's insane. It's godlike, you know. It's speaking things into existence. You need to know what you want before you can get it, and you need to work hard at making your product or your service something worth giving out, something worth having. So whatever it is you like to do, whatever it is you are passionate about, think about it becoming successful. Think about how it's going to become successful, and then put that into action. And there's no possible option but success?
I have a I have a thing where it's a three-step process to success.
All right.
You got to visualize.
Okay.
Then you got to fucking believe. And when I mean believe, that's includes speaking it into existence, yeah, and everything. And then once all of that is done, dominate.
Yeah. You see, the believe part is probably where most people fall short.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doubt amongst people for themselves, because when you think about that thing that you want, you think about the final product, you think about the end, and you're like, that's so far away. That is so difficult to reach. How could I possibly do that? I'm old now. I don't have time. I didn't start doing this when I'm 16. So you see every negative thing in the road ahead, as opposed to what you can start doing to make it happen.
Yeah. You know, along with that, I also feel as if people take other people's struggles and make it their own.
Yeah.
For example, how many times were you told that, no, you're not going to start seeing success in your own comedy career until 3-4 years down the line?
Yeah.
And you're doing it in 1.5.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
And that's something that a lot of people fall into the trap of.
Yeah.
You can't take somebody else's problems and make them your own just because somebody said that, no, it's impossible. Like Will Smith said, you know, if somebody told you that you can bend a piece of metal and fly people across the ocean, you'd say, psh,
yeah,
that's impractical, that's impossible.
Yeah.
But thankfully, the Wright brothers didn't think so.
Yeah, you know? Why would you be realistic?
Why? Don't settle for being realistic.
Yeah.
Stay foolish, stay hungry.
And I've been foolish and I've been hungry.
Woke.
And I'm a superstar.
Wake up.
Exactly, wake up. You see, you got to believe you're a superstar before anybody can tell you that.
Yeah.
And we don't even know how far we're going to go, but we know we're going to go in at least into the stratosphere.
Dude, have I told you that when people ask me, so what do you do? What do you, who are you? What do you do? I'm like, no, I'm a superstar. No, but what's your title? What's your career? I'm a superstar.
Superstar is the title. It's like,
what do you do? I do superstar shit.
Yeah. You see, before anything else, you know, you need to teach people to be superstars, because if you're a superstar, you don't have to rap. You don't have to sing. You just be a superstar and then it's done. The game is done. All right. So we're going to play you one more. This took place in at Shelley's place, which is actually just down the road here in Rivonia.
Sure.
We had a little get together with some friends just talking about the difference between men and women. It's a similar topic to something we've discussed here before. But nonetheless, this was before the actual podcast that we are now on.
It's the worst guy.
That was our first ad lib. Our first ad lib.
Rehab, and to the right of me, my co-MC.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Marky Mark on the radio.
It's Marky Mark. That was freaky.
We've got something interesting.
We even said we're live on Kill Central, but we're at Shelly's crib. But we are live on Kill Central now, though.
We've just been thinking, talking about, you know, how men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
True.
We just don't understand each other sometimes. So now we've got a group of four lovely ladies who are going to join us in the studio today.
We have T. No, she goes by the name of Tahira. And then we've got Alicia Keys. Then we got Jean Dre, you know, Dr. Dre. Yo, by the way, Jean Dre, when is the Detox album coming out? No, I'm joking. And then we got our oh-so-kind host for tonight, Nini Chen. Shelly, how you doing, Shelly?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Alright.
And mind you, all of these flanges are fire flames.
Yeah,
fire,
they're all blazing.
Ladies and stuff. So it's basically going to give you an understanding of what women want.
We really are. Yeah.
You know, they didn't even realize.
What?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All kinds of bands, yeah.
You know, so they're going to try and give us an understanding of, like, their point of view of men, you know. And then after that, maybe us as the, you know, the male generation. The male,
you can stop right there. The male generation.
You know,
hey, man.
Maybe we can get a better understanding of all these women, and the world will be a better place. So stay tuned. Mark?
I think the world will definitely be a better place. So one thing we were talking about earlier. One thing I want to understand. You know, we're just going to go one at a time. I say something I don't understand. You answer, and then you guys say something you don't understand about men, and you answer.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll give
you a story as a woman. What I want to understand is, why do women like assholes?
Dog.
See,
still today, I don't understand.
Every single time.
Well, I don't get it either.
From my experience. When I
dress well, and they have that too.
I think it's the whole point of it is the vibe.
Yeah,
like,
vibe.
It's just that
you have to
it's
just like you're a fun type of person.
Yes. And they come off a lot more sexier than boring men.
Even if they're really
they're
rude.
They're different.
To you.
Even it's not rude, it's more confident.
Because you always feel like you
so if I cheat you, hey, look. Give me a number.
No, not like that.
That's
wrong.
No, that's wrong.
That's an asshole, though.
No, not that type.
I take things to the extreme. So, like,
well, like, obviously, you're not an asshole, hey?
Wait, no, how is that a shot?
Saying you're an asshole. I'm taking things to the extreme.
Alright. Tierra, we've heard a little bit about, Alicia's, you know, point of view. What's yours?
I just feel like they... It's TV. I blame TV, guys. All of these exes are bad boys, like Johnny Depp. I would totes have his babies. Franco, I mean, hey.
Like, Zac Efron.
Friggin', what's that guy? Vin Diesel.
I don't understand the Vin Diesel one, though.
No, he's been Vin Diesel.
Well, even Lil Wayne. I don't think Lil Wayne is good looking, but I'd also have his babies.
You see, this is the thing. She says she doesn't think Lil Wayne is good looking, but she'd still have his babies. Just because he's got a tattoo on his face that says music. And teardrops falling down his eyes and shit.
Can somebody show me where a permanent marker is? I'm putting teardrops on my eyes right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm tattooing my face. I'm tattooing my face just so I can be a bad man.
My whole face, Because
he's short, he's ugly, he's got these surface dreads. I don't know if he washes them, but because he's got a tattoo on his face.
Have you seen his nails? Let's just talk about his hygiene. Personal hygiene.
I haven't seen his nails.
His nails. God, that guy looks like he's been rolling kush since he was 8 years old.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to it. Let's get back to it.
So you think... Wait. Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, no, she didn't. So you think you understand men?
We all do.
No, because that's what I was saying. You're saying you understand men.
Oh, no.
All right?
No. But men are easy to understand.
It's not man, all right? Men is not man.
It's true.
You may understand your man, but I don't think you understand men.
No, let her.
I hit her with a bar, then. I hit her with a fucking bar.
You have to ask something so I can explain to you what I understand about.
No, but we want to know if there's anything from your side that you feel is like is weird that men do all
the
ridiculous.
Okay, I have a situation that happened with my colleague.
Yeah. So,
this is a deep story. You might have to listen, pay attention, because the story does run for a bit. But it's the response from Zhanri was
right. I know the poor guy.
It became like jealousy type of thing. It's like, oh, are there any guys that are hitting on you? Are you having anything else to drink? Type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so she was getting a little bit pissed off at that situation. So she said, Alicia, I can't do this. I have to go home. He's being an asshole. Let me go home. So she goes home. Boyfriend goes to her and says, I'm not in love with you anymore. But now, he was fine with it. At first, and then it was like, niggas be great.
Whoa.
No, wait.
What are you saying?
We just like,
I can say it. I'm coloured. I can say it. Niggas be great.
Okay.
Is it yes, you know. Like, I can't believe this girl just said that.
No, we're saying this is, he said he wasn't in love with him.
Yeah, they got home, and then afterwards, she's like, okay, fine. A few days later, he starts making up for what he said. So, like, breakfast in bed. It's her birthday. Like,
mind you, this is definitely a moist nigga.
Getting her birthday present, which, you know, from before, she never got anything from him.
So you say when men kind of let women go, that's when... Or when women let men go, that's when...
Crazy as well. Like, one minute you're fine. You're fine with the dress I'm wearing. And now, oh yeah, he also said she dressed like a slut.
But don't you think there's always a reason behind that, though?
Like, I tell what I think.
Okay,
yeah?
Tell us.
Here come the bars.
I'm not saying obviously it is so, but what I think, what this sounds like, is that he might have been cheating on her, and that's why he's jealous and suspicious of her, asking why there's all these guys around, because he was in a similar situation where girls were flirting with him. So obviously he's thinking guys are flirting with his girl, and then she's looking around because he was looking around at other girls. And maybe he cheated on her and he felt bad, and then he felt, maybe I don't deserve her, but instead of just saying that or being upfront about it, he tried to push her away and say she dressed like a slut because he thinks she's looking sexy, which she probably usually did. And now he's thinking, but wait, you look like a slut because I think you're looking sexy, other guys think you're looking sexy, so you look like a slut.
Bars!
That sounds so. That was a truth bomb.
I kind of agree with that. I feel like he's not totally like into her anymore, or
for a long time. Yeah,
because I know Chanel loves this person,
yeah.
And afterwards everyone was like, you know, he's a douche. Just break up with him if he wants it to.
Yeah.
And then because. Everyone was like, yeah, I know.
Hey, Alicia was lit in the background.
He wants to go with her, which it sounds like, because she's his comfort zone. I think he's going to settle for her because he knows how she feels about him. Mm-hmm. She feels so strongly. So he can play the field, get with other girls, and if they don't like him, he has his comfort zone to go back to because she's always there.
Damn.
Okay, then just from that, do you guys believe or think that monogamy is ideal, or do you still see monogamy as the most realistic way that people live their lives if this happens on a regular basis?
Spoken like a true player. Fuck monogamy. Love is cursed by monogamy.
Do you still think people are thinking that way about spending their life with one person, or do you think people just want to take it down?
I don't think people think anymore about, if I get married, this is for life. I think people take it like just any relationship. Let's get married, let's get engaged, let's get married. Then, oh, if it doesn't work, okay, 1 year, 2 years, let's just get a divorce. It's not that hard.
Mm.
So, and even if
except with half of the money.
What's the big deal about it? I don't think people are serious about the commitment they make anymore. Some are still. I don't think we can stereotype and say the new generation isn't that committed.
Yeah.
But I think we'll literally need all the statistics to say what is actually going on. But I just think it's gotten so easy to get a divorce. So people are open about it now. It's not a shame to get a divorce anymore. So people don't hide it or don't try as hard.
So there's like a lot less love going on now.
I would say it's a lot less.
It
love.
Could be a lot more.
Yeah, I think there can be a lot more. You can feel more for more people.
Yeah.
I just think people.
Wow, that's quite an
optimistic. Actually. Stand up right now. I'm standing up in the studio right now for Sean Reed.
That was fine. All right, so that was a conversation we had in early 2015, with a group of lovely ladies talking about men being from Mars and women being from Venus. And we tossed a lot of hot topics there, man. Like, love is cursed by monogamy. Zanri dropping bars. About this homie. She doesn't even know, but that story sounds pretty true.
She sounds like somebody who studied psychology.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want that kind of woman as your wife because she can tell just by looking at you, this nigga.
Woo! All right. But now it's 2017. The worst guys are in the Cliff Central building, tearing it up.
We hit them with a young happy birthday to us. Just singing. No beat, no nothing. Let's sing happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday, alright.
Alright.
Happy birthday to us.
The worst guys.
Happy birthday to us.
The worst guys.
Happy birthday, the worst guys.
Take it away.
Happy birthday to you.
Kill it with the handshake. Kill it with the handshake.
Yeah. That's it. So. This is us now doing the damn thing, right? From pretending. Can you see what we're talking about? We're not just lying here. There's the proof. We were pretending that we were on a podcast, and now here we are. So what I'd like to tell you is that anything is possible. If you can see it, it can happen. No matter what people say, break the barrier.
change where you want to go. Mm-hmm. It's been a great show with you guys. We are going to dip out with the Worst Guys Cypher, as we always do. But before that, oh yes, I have a fantastic show coming up on the 2nd of March. That's going to be at the Barnyard Theatre in Rivonia.
Just around the corner as well.
Around the corner, we'll be at the Barnyard Theatre. On the lineup is myself, Prince,
Bart.
Richelieu Benoit,
Bart.
And Impo Pops, the Mawe Ga. So please come through to the Barnyard Theatre in Rivonia. And then, like we announced last week, I'm starting my professional run at Parker's Comedy Club, baby. From the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th of March.
Wait, say that again. How many days?
15, 16, 17, 18th of March. No more 5 minutes. This is 20 minutes now I'm talking about. This is a game changer.
Because women don't want that 1 minute man. They want a 20 minute man.
No. I'm becoming a 20 minute man.
20 minute man.
And I'm telling you, with 20 minutes, I'm going to change the comedy game.
Can I just tell you now,
speaking it into existence.
Statistically speaking, a man that can make a woman laugh is more of a penny dropper than Trey Songz.
Woo!
Woo!
Here's the proof. Living proof is your boy, Malcolm Dole. All right. This has been such a dope session, man. Reminiscing and talking about speaking things into existence. If you want it, you can have it. You've been chilling with the Worst Guys, and we're gonna go out with the Worst Guys. Cypher,
wake up.
Uh huh.
Okay. Let me come with a hook.
Do it.
Hey. Okay. Prophesize. All I ever fucking do is prophesize. I am telling you this is no lie. Prophesize. All I ever fucking do is prophesize. Man, I'm telling you, this is no lie. Take it away.
I've been thinking about the future for a long time. And I've been out here on the grind. But now I'm gonna drink tequila with that lime. Celebrating every day because we're gonna make it rain. The money coming soon. And soon we're gonna boom. I'm gonna be on the Parker stage like a pro dude. Paying me that guaps to do what I do. And soon I'ma be the biggest star you've ever seen. I mean, I'm keeping it clean. I'm keeping it mean. I mean, I'm some guy that you probably never ever seen looking so different. I still keep it fresh though. And when I'm done, I'm gonna go and snatch your hoe.
Prophesy. All I ever fucking do is prophesy. Man, I'm telling you, this is no lie. Take it away. Every Wednesday, we do it in the worst way. Is the worst, guys. Hey, let's play a game. I'm telling you, I said it before. Back in 94, pre-94, when I was born. 92, I came through on the scene. Hey, BFN was where I was born. But then I had to scorn. I mean, I was not even there for a young minute. Moved to CPT, but then that's where I was living. Then I had to take it overseas. I was living in the UK. Hey, sexy lady. Hey, prophesy. All we ever do is fucking prophesy. Woo!
We love y'all. Catch y'all next week, same time.
Wake up, baby.
CliffCentral.com.